Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Samach Gimel, the first full daf here in Perek Merubah. And we will start, again, as I said yesterday, the major topics in this Perek and over the next couple of Prakim are Geneva and Gezela. And there is a number of sources which reflect the Chumras of Geneva and Gezela. There are Chilukim between them, as B'Hashem will get to soon, but there are common denominators of Geneva and Gezela that show its uniqueness in the world of halacha. The Sheiltos, Rav Achoy Gaon in Parshas Noach, in Sheilta Dalet, says Sheilta to Asur Lahon. As we know, the Rav Achoy Gaon wrote a Sefer HaMitzvos, or a Sefer Halacha, but it's really a Sefer HaMitzvos, Al Pi Seder HaParsha, where he discusses some mitzvah that's related to the parsha. Not that the source of that mitzvah, is he saying, is really in that parsha, but it's definitely at least discussed and connected to that parsha. Says the Sheoltos, Sheolta, to Asur Lahon, the Beis Yisrael, Lemigzal, Ulemichtav, Chad Chavre. And somebody not allowed to steal, and he learns that from Parshas Noach. To Chamir Onsho, to Gzela Tfei, Min Kol Isurei. Gzela, he's not be mechalik that between Geneva and Gzela, but just that stealing, theft, is more chomer than all the Yisurim. Tahachi Ashkhan, Bebnei Dara to Tofana, you find by the Dara Mabel. Delo Ischatim, De Gzardin Alehon, Ella, Ilui Gzela. What was their Gzardin for? What was the final straw? Gezel, as the Belazar says in Sanhedrin, Rei, Gobo Rei, Kamakasha, Gold, Kocho, Shal Chamas, Shere Dara Mabel, Avra Ala Kol, Velo Ischatim, Gzardinon, Ella Ala Chamas, Shremar, Kimala, Aretz, Chamas, Mepnehem, Vini Mashkis, Mesarets. And he quotes Rabbi Avahu, Shlosha, Ein, Hapargod, Ninal, Bifnehem. The Elohein, Ona'a, the Gezel, the Avodazara, is put together with those. Kala Gozal's Chaveru, he quotes all the Chazals. Kala Gozal's Chaveru, Shaveprutta, Ma'ala, Lavakasav, Kilo, Notal, Nishmaso, Heimenu. And he quotes a Pasek. And then he quotes, Manta Gozal, Vavichuva, Mahadle, Mamona, Lamare, if somebody does Chuva and returns the money, Mischaperle, they miss Nigzal, Mahadre, Mamona, Liarshavu, Mischaperle. And he continues and tells over some of the other details of tshuva and how one does it. But we see the chumra of Geneva and Gzela is more chumra than the other Averis, and the Mabol, the Shidu Kubetzis and Subis Daf Yotes, we had this a couple of days ago, quotes Adeya, at least, that not only are the in the name of the Ramban, not only are they the big three, but possibly the big four. The big four Averis, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Reish, Vichas Damim, and stealing. That was what we discussed at the end of the previous parak. Asur Lahatzal Asma B'Mamon Chaveru. According to summary shown, and according to Rashi, according to how the Binyan see and explained Rashi, back on Daf Samach, that even by Pikuach Nefesh, one still would not be allowed L'Chadchila to be matzal themselves with somebody else's money. Okay, Tosfos and the Rosh say no, it just means if you did it, you have to pay for it. But somebody showed him seemed to say the Pashtos. That's what the Meiri says. We quoted from later on in this parak that when one is violating and stepping on somebody else's property, also it could relate to even being doche pikuach nefesh. The Meiri's Lashon, if you remember, let me just read it. Actually, not that Lashon. But that was on Daf Pei, I think. But if you look at Daf Ayin Tes, the Meiri says here, in our parak, Apapi, Sha'avera Megune Al Kalpanim. Even though all Averis are terrible, Ha'over Avera Baseser, Hari Zekilu Doche Gragle Shechina. But Geneva, which is done in stealth, is as if you're pushing away the legs of the Shechina. Kaviyachol. Rasala Markilu Shalal Besichlo Mitziuso Ashkachoso Yizbarach. It's as if you denied Hashem's existence. Mimakom Shoverbo. Why are you hiding? It must be that you think that nobody sees you. Even Hashem. Lomar. Ein Hashem Roenu. And that's why Geneva is more even chaver than Gezela. But again, you see this idea. It's also a fascinating ha'ara that in the Bavli at least, not in the Yerushalayim, in the Bavli, the context of Mitzvah Haba Bavera, which comes up in Maseches Sukkah, specifically applies to Geneva and Gzela. That's the Avera that is alluded to at the beginning of Lulav HaGazal. That's where it's discussed. Mitzvah of Avera. In the Yerushalmi, you also have it, the Yerushalmi at least compares it to carrying matzah through the street on Shabbos, and comparing that to stolen matzah. And you find others, but again, that's the focus of Mitzvah of Avera in the Bavli. Just finally, the Chidushi Arim says, Al Pi Machshava, a number of Sfarim quote this, Chidushi Arim, quote, that maybe the geza, why it's so chamor, or geneva, it's symbolic. Right? We say in Ne'ila, says the Chiddush Arim, Hashem should save us. You know, well, if we were writing the Ne'ila Tfila, right, we would probably pick the most important things, the most shayach things, and we dafka say, Hashem, save us from gzela. Lama nechdal me oshek yadenu. Save us from keeping money that is not ours. So what does that mean? May oshek yadenu, says the Chiddush Arim, really every avera is a form of gezel. Because every time we use talents and powers of ours, not l'shem mitzvah, or not l'shem avodas Hashem, that's stealing. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us certain powers, and we're using it for negative purposes. So really, Gneva or Gezela is a symbol of all averis. Maybe that also could explain why there is such a chumrah by Gneva and Gezela as compared to the others. That was all part one. Part two, what we mentioned quickly yesterday, is the issue of comparing Geneva versus Gzela. We just alluded to it already by the Miri, the Gemara later on in Daf Ayin Tes, which discusses why Geneva is more chamor in a way than Gzela, and the Torah is machmir on it. But the Torah is machmir on it in what way? Kefel and Dalav Ahei. Kefel and Dalav Ahei only applied to Geneva and Gzela. So the Torah, the Gemara says there, Amar Lahan, the Talmid the Master of Yochanan ben Zakkai had this question. A gazlan at least doesn't care about anybody, doesn't care about people, doesn't care about Hashem. But a ganav is scared of people, even though he's not scared of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he does it in private, and that's what makes Geneva more chamer. What we discussed yesterday was that maybe it's not just more or less, but it's just different. There's a different mechayev for each of the genevas and gezelas, and we said maybe that's reflected in the Rambam. The Rambam, or at least the Gemara, the Rambam Betzia, the Geneva Zeonesha, discusses goneva manas lamekat, stealing for fun. Goneva manas lamekat. So the Gemara says there, you know how to do that. And the pashas is, I'm reading the Rashi there, says, v'chtei letza'er l'chaveru bilvad, v'day dolachzer lo, you're going to give it back. So is that Asr? The Gemara says, yes, by Geneva, it's Asr Daraisa. The Ritva there quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says it's impossible. Rabbeinu Tam, and it's also in Tosfos there, Rabbeinu Tam Piresh, She'im Kain, Kol Ha'olam, Ovrin, Al-Balav Zeh. Everybody teases other people. It's very common. What, everybody violates Geneva? No, what the Torah really means here is that lo asa rachmana elo kishadaito la'akvo la'atzmo, v'lo she'yen emimenu, elo she'yitzah la'chaveiro. It's a regular case of Geneva. It's just that, what if your kavana is not because you really need the money or want the money, you just want to cause problems for your friend. So even that's usser. Which is interesting, well, the Torah has to be machadish that if I'm stealing not to cause my friend, not because I want the money, just cause my friend pain, I would have thought that's not usser. But that's the Ritva, because in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, and Tosa in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, because he can't even fathom that Geneva for teasing and giving it back is going to be Asur Daraisa. But that's the Pashtos. That's what the Rambam even quotes this in Sefer HaMitzvos, where he has one paragraph per mitzvah, and he only quotes parts, he doesn't quote all the halachas of every mitzvah. He quotes certain halachas that capture the essence of the mitzvah. So here in Lo Signov in Reish Mem Dalet, he quotes this halacha, out of all the halachas he could have quoted, he quotes even Goni Vamnas Lamekat is Usr. Klomar Litzair La Bailim Ula Hatrido La Charkach Tashiveolo. Not to do that, right? Like Rashi says. Why Dafka that? So explains Reb Chaim, explains others that this is a reflection of the Mechaev of Geneva. Geneva is about the Maisa Geneva, not so much the Hefsin Mamon. So this is a case where there is no Hefsin Mamon. Right, you're going to give it back in 5 minutes, and yet it's still usser, right? Which means that maybe that gives us the secret to what Geneva is all about. While Gezela is about the Hefsin Mamon, that is also why the Rambam in Reish Mem Hei in Gezela focuses on the fact that it is a lav shed that's not going to get malchus because it's a lav hanita lihishavon. Again, focusing on the money involved, the Hefsin Mamon, and therefore, that's why he quotes those in Sefer HaMitzvah. So again, there's a lot more there. Hopefully we'll come back to that as the parak goes on. There's one final point, and that is the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Nezikin. We might have mentioned this at one point in the Masechet already. In Sefer Nezikin, not only does the Rambam, as we know in Mishnah Torah, categorize and catalog all the different areas of halacha in the Torah, but the order is also crucial. So the Rambam in Hilchos, in Sefer Nezikin, he goes min hakal el hakaved. He goes from the most lenient to the most chamor. That's why number one is Nizke Mamon, right? Well, your property damages. And the last one is murder. Ritzicha. Ritzeach v'shmiras ha-nefesh. But what's in the middle? What's the order of the ones in the middle? So the Rambam starts off with Nizkei Mamon. Then he has Geneva. And then Gzela. And then Chovel u'mazik, wounding. And then Ritzeach. So Geneva and Gzela are the interesting ones. Why is Geneva before Gzela? You might have said, especially based on that Gemara, later on, at the Daf Test, that Geneva is more chomer than Gzela. And yet the Rambam puts Geneva before Gzela as if saying it's going to even worse. Gzela, which is about the public fight, in a sense, that has more stringencies. Anyway, that's the Rambam and Geneva and Gzela and the order of Sefer Nezikin. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, two dots. Let's pick up Samach Beis, Amid Beis. Minani Mili. Right, so the Gemara says, how do you know that Kefel applies to everything? The Mishnah said that Kefel applies to Dvarim that have a Ruach Chaim and don't have a Ruach Chaim. Well, Dalad Vehei only applies to Shor and Aseh, right, based on Pesukim and Chumash. How do you know that it applies to all items, even inanimate? Minani Mili, Detan Rabbanon. I'll call Dvar Pesha, as we'll see over the next two Dafim, much of the first two Dafim in Meruba are Limudim. Are psukim. After that, he gets into a lot of other meat, all about Geneva. But first, limudim. But limudim that often reflects something deeper. So we know immediately the Tanur Rabbanan. I'll call Dvar Pesha on anything that you deny. Klal Val Shor Val Chamar Val Sev Val Salma on all of these items. Prat I'll call Aveda Chazer Vaklal. So Klal of Prat of Klal. That is called Klal of Prat of Klal. A generalization, detail, and a general. So we use the tool to darshan to include everything that is like the prat, excluding things that are not. Ma prat mefurish davar mitalto v'gufo mamon. Just like the pratim that are listed are movable and gufo mamon, they have inherent value. Gufo mamon af kol davar hamitalto v'gufo mamon. So too, all items that are subject to kefel have to be gufo mamon, excluding items that aren't mitalta v'gufa mamon. For example, yatsu karkaos, sheda mitaltalin, excluding karka. You don't pay kefal for stealing land, because it's not movable. Yatsu avadim, shehukshula karkaos, excluding avadim, which are compared to karka in various contexts. Avadim hukshula karkaos. Rashi quotes the pasuk, v'snachaltem osam, levnechan l'reshes achuza. Yatsu shtaros, sheaf abishim mitaltalin, excluding documents that say that someone owes me money, because even though those are movable, ain gufan mamon. That's just a raya that somebody owes me. But that is not gufan mamon, Rashi says, elagor min ligmos mamon. They cause me to collect money, the shtar, but it is not mamon itself, and therefore kefel wouldn't apply. Yatsa hektish re'euksiv, also excluding hektish. Somebody does not pay kefel for stealing hektish, because kefel, it says re'ehu, and hektish is not re'ehu. As we discussed back earlier, regarding the sugyas of Nezek. Each one of these limudim is a separate topic, is a whole separate shir. We don't have time to spend the entire time on them, but just one ha'ara maybe about each one. Right? Karkos. Excluding karkos. You don't pay kefal on karka. Ask Tosfos, how do you steal karka? How do you steal karka? He said, oh, you don't pay kefal. You have to be able to steal karka in order to have the hava mean it to pay kefal on karka. So how do you steal? Right? We know the Gemara says elsewhere, karka ain't an exelis. You can't steal karka. So Tosfos says at the end of Tosfos Yatsu, Viv Tomar, Geneva Bakarka Echeshaicha. How do you ever have a case of Geneva when it comes to land? Tosfos has two ideas. V'yishlomar b'masik gvol. Maybe asogas gvol. I move my fence back onto your property. So that's where I steal property of yours. Inami b'mechubar l'karka. Or maybe we're talking about items that are attached to the ground. Mechubar l'karka. Kiahi, like what case? The yud gefanim te'unos. V'toi ch'nignivu lohei. I say to you, you have 10 vines of mine. And you say, well, 5 of them were stolen. And it came out that he stole them. So that's a case of karka as well. So that's interesting. Wait a minute. But I'm saying that 5 of them were stolen. Those aren't mechubar anymore. Or else they would still be there. So it must be that they were detached. And the Gemara Tosfos still calls this a case of Mechubar, says Rav Elchanan. Wait a minute, isn't that, in the Kovach Yerim here, isn't that now a case of Metaltalin? What do you see from Tosfos? How do you define Mechubar and Metaltalin? How it was at the Kabbalas Shmira. How it was when it came into Yerushus. Says the Kovach Yerim and Oz Dalits here. Vekasha, Kiva de Talshan, Sulo Havikarka. Vitzarech lomar, it must be, kivan de bishas kabbalas hashmira haya karka, since at the time that you accepted, it was karka, velo yischayev achar kach afilu kishenaset talush, de dinzel yischayev bekvir vishvua, tzarech lach ala bishash and aset shomer. The key line, the key moment, says Rabbi Chanan, is when you became a shomer, when you came into your rishus, and that's when you define karka and metaltalim. Very interesting, says Rabbi Chanan, in the day of Tosas. Tosas says those are the 2 days about how do you have karka and metaltalin, and when do you define something as each. Next, shtaros. Shtaros, even though they're not metaltalin, even though they are metaltalin, ain't gufan mamon, they are not inherent money. Rashi says they're just goreim. There's a big discussion in the halacha about IOUs and checks. What about a check today? Is a check a gore mamon or is a check gufo mamon? That's a big discussion in the postgame. Already 150 years ago, they talk about it. Banknotes. What about pidyon haben? Could you give a banknote? Could you give a check to a kohen for pidyon haben? The Chasam Sofer talks about this, that one should not use it for pidyon haben. Again, the banknotes in those days, says the Chasam Sofer. This is in Choshe Mishpat in Simen. What Simon is this? Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, where he discusses the first half, he has a machlokes about a certain a sichsuch that two people got into, but then in the second paragraph he says, Odeshal, I'm also going to ask my Rebbe, Reb Nassan Adler, Odeshal is Pi Moria Gaon Yorenu Morenu, as Hashtaros Bank Netin, Asher Huka Ace Rov Mo Samadina. What even about paper money? You're talking about paper money, right? Because in the day, what was Gufa Mamon? You have actual gold, silver. Even money that we have is symbolic, especially paper money. It's symbolic of something else. So you have paper money, you have checks, you have IOUs. All three of those are different. But what are those considered? Asher hu ka'ez rov mo'os ha'medina, yesh lem din kesef o din shtar chov, le'inyin pidyon u'shvua. Pidyon haben, shvua, yan ki zocher ani bimeis medrash rabosai ha'kadoshim, asher be'eretz ha'chayim, heima, asher lo hinichu liftos b'char b'shtaras elu. They didn't allow people to do pidyon haben with these banknotes, with paper money. Umei olam lo reisi limno ashvua daraisa. Imaya hamishpat betviya shtara seila. But regarding hilcha shvua, I've never seen anybody not consider those real money in court. V'yanochi be'enai lo eda l'chalik. I don't know what the difference is between pidyon haben and hilcha shvua. Im lo nikra gufan mamon le'inyin b'chor, gam le'inyin shvua. Mimuat. Miklalu prat v'yan ki torah hiv alimonad nitzarch yareinu amareinu makar hilah chazeh vechtevei maluch libis. He writes to Rav Nassan Adler, and he hopes that he'll be able to write the answer to the questioner. And then he goes into the whole discussion of what the answer is. But either way, that's the that is related to gufan mamon and ein gufan. Gufan Mamon. Tosas also discusses here, again, for I think the third time already in the Masechta, what about Garmi? Shtaros are excluded, right, if there's no Kefa. But what if you say Garmi? If you say Dadi is a Garmi, would that make it Gufan Mamon? Tosas says, no, it would still be Durabanan. It would still be Durabanan. Tosfos says, again, Tosfos is Deya in a few places, excluding. Yatza Hektish. Hektish is excluded because Rei Ehu Ksiv. So let's, wait with that. Maybe we'll talk about Hektish a little bit more, a little bit later, when we talk more about, other items of Hektish. But let's continue now. So the Gemara, what did the Gemara just say? Kefel includes all items that are Gufon Mamon and that are Mitaltel, excluding Avadim and Karka and Shtaros. So also I'll have to get back to Avadim as well on the next Amud. E says the Gemara, wait a minute, Ima HaPrat Mufurash. Dover should have lost a tabi bago b'masa. If you want to compare it to the klal of prado klal, so you should limit it and say, what are the examples given? Those only are kosher animals. So maybe you should only pay kefal on items that whose nevela, when the animal dies, their nevela is batame b'mago b'masa. Avkol, or other animals, just not birds. Avkol dover should have lost a tabi b'mago b'masa. Avol ofos lo. Birds don't create nevela. So maybe birds should be excluded from the chiyuv of kefel. Different, it's not similar to the prat. So Gemara says, how could you say that it should be limited to behemos and not birds? V'asalmaksiv. It talks about clothing. So clothing is not mitami nevela. So obviously, even items that are not mitami nevela are included. So Gemara says, no, an amri anan hachi anan bevali chayim kamrinan. We're talking about at least within the world of bevali chayim. Within the world of animals, the animals that are listed are of a specific type. Ema bevali chayim. Davar she nevelasa mitami bemaga bemasa in. Davar she ain nevelasa mitami bemaga bemasa lo. In the world of animals, we should say that only items that are mitami. Daha kol chad v'chad klal uprad ba'ape nafshe darshin onlay. Aval ba'ofos lo. Because after all, we shouldn't look at all the pratim as one big group, but you can darshin each one. Each klal uprad uklal can be darshin separately. And therefore, we could focus separately on each one. So if there are specific animals, the other one should be excluded. So the Gemara says, "Im kein nichtov rachman achad pratif." If you'll want to darshan each one, and you think it's to exclude ofos, just write one animal. Don't write all of them that are listed in the pasuk. Shor, chamor, seh, just write one of them. And we would have known to compare it to that. The fact that it writes more means we're going to include more. So the Gemara, wait a minute, hey nichtov rachmana. Which one should the Torah have listed? And we would have known the other ones, right? We had a very similar Shakla Vataria earlier when we spoke about other halachas on Daf and Dalet regarding including animals and birds, regarding Meiser and Shabbos and Kelayim and all those other halachas at the Mishnah we had in the previous parak, in the end of the fifth parak, Nun Dalet and Mabes. We spoke about Vechad Shor Vechad Kol Behema. So very similar as follows. Hey, Nechle Rachman, Ikaz Rachman is sure. If the Torah only said your Chayef Kefel for sure, Hava Amina Karv Lagami Mizbeach in, Shei Karv Lagami Mizbeach Lo. I would have thought only animals that could be Hukrav on the Mizbeach. Do you pay Kefel for? Those are Chash of animals. But if it's not Karev, no. And that's why you have to also say other animals that are not Karev Al Gabe Mizbeach, like Chamor. Because of Rachman Chamor, and if you only had Chamor, Shor and Chamor, Hava Amina Kadosh Bibachora in, Shei Kadosh Bibachora Lo. As we said then, I would have thought only animals that have a certain type of status for their firstborns, like kosher animal, like shor, like seh, like chamor, also has a status. But animals that do not have a special status for their firstborns, so then, no, let's say a horse. A horse, firstborn horse, doesn't have any special status, so you would have thought you don't pay kefa for a horse. So that's why you need both. The Gemara says, Amri, imke nifle rachmana shor v'chamor. So fine, right, those two. Seh lomali, what do you have to have seh for? Shma mina lasuye ofos. Maybe that, the extra word seh, sheep, is to include ofos. Fine. Says the Gemara way, ve'ema lasuye ofos tahorim. Maybe seh would only include kosher birds that you steal. Dumya de seh, dimitame begadah besablia. Similar to the seh, that it is mitame somewhat after it dies. As we know, that a kosher bird is metame as you swallow it. We'll better talk more about that tomorrow. Aval ofos, temeim, the less behutuma, but non-kosher birds that do not impart tuma, the lo metame begadma beisabli alo. So if you steal somebody's non-kosher bird, maybe you shouldn't be kefil. You wouldn't have known that. So the Gemara now switches from klal uprado klal to a different tool of darshaning, ribui umiyet. Call Ribu Yehu. So we just switch. There are different misores that Chazal have. Certain contexts we darshan klal uprado klal. Certain contexts we darshan riba umiyet. So here we thought it was klal uprado, and now we just switched to call being ribuya. Stop there for a moment. Let's get back to the idea of hektish. The Gemara excluded hektish based on Re'ehu. We're about to get into Ma'aser Sheni, so that's a new topic. So let's get back to hektish. Again, something that's going to come up later in the parak. A number of the topics that we discussed in various times in Meruba appear numerous times. Tosfos. The top Tosfos here discusses why we need two different psukim to exclude hektish from kefel. Here we have Yatza Hektish Re'ehu Ksiv. It says Re'ehu Velo Shel Hektish. That's one. And then Tosfos says also here, Tosfos on the fourth line on top, V'yim Tomar Dila Kamah Nafka Lod B'Pirkin Adav Ayin Vav. We learn it out from Hektish Mi Vaguna Mi Beis Ha'ish Velo Mi Beis Hektish. What do you need two different psukim for to exclude Hektish from Kefel? So related to that also is another thought of Reb Chaim. It's quoted in the Grach HaLashas here in Bava Kamma to answer Tosfos' kasha. It's really Tosfos that says it, but he explains Tosfos. There's two Gemaras, the one later on, both later on in our parak, Daf Ayin Vav and Daf Ayin Tes, where the Gemara discusses if I'm Makdish something, is that considered like a sale for the halachas of Dalet Vehei? My chayav dalad, if I steal an animal, then I'm makdish it. My chayav dalad vehei in those cases. There's a stira. One Gemara says yes, one Gemara says no. One Gemara says it is called a sale, meikar tura deruvein vahasha tura deshimon, and the other Gemara says that it's not called a sale, meikar tura deruvein vahasha tura deruvein. That's the stira between daf ayin vav and daf ayin tes. And that's Tosfos' kasha on daf ayin vav and aleph. V'hadam alakamon, v'gana v'ekdash chayim dal v'hei, tavi kamokho lehedyot. So Tosfos is bechalik between two different types of hektish, kodshe bedek habayis and kodshe mizbeach, or kodshe haguf. What's the difference? Where I give something value, kedusha, value sanctity, I makdish this table to the Beis HaMikdash. What is the Beis HaMikdash going to do with this table? They're not. They're going to take it and sell it, and the value is going to go to the Beis HaMikdash. That's kachay kedushas damim or kachay betek habayis. But then if I makdish my sheep to the Beis HaMikdash, that's going to be a karban. That is kedushas haguf. So the way that hakdasha works is very different, says Reb Chaim. By kachay mizbeach, where you might think it's the more intense kedusha, this is going to go to the mizbeach. So that is, I directly imbue this item with sanctity. That's what happens. I'm makdish it. Dini mamonis wise, it still might legally be mine, but I imbue it directly with sanctity. But kachim bedek habayis, the way that works is I make it financially, monetarily mamono shel hektish. And then Memela wants it, Mona Shalakdish, it gets Kedusha. But not because of me. Says Reb Chaim, to Bekache, Bedek Habayis, Naase ala Chayfetz, Hotsa'a me Rishus Bailim, Lerishus Acher, Taha'a me Rasul Lagavah, Kemis Yerasul Lahedyot, Fahavi Kemichira Mamish. That is like a sale, Bedek Habayis, Shu Makres Achayfetz Lahekdish, Kemo Gabi Mechira, Fahamamamanis Shalakdish, Naase Ide Hakna Aso, Vikivishu Mamon Hekdish, Yeshal Zed, Din Kedusha Shalakdish, V'kiva deim shayachim lehektish yisbazet dekedusha. Ma she'ein kein hektish kachem izbeach, says Reb Chaim, tebeha demaktish ein bazeh hakna'a. Not being makne anything. Rak de'oseh chalos kedusha al hachefetz. V'yakedusha goremes iser hana'a shelo. V'kedusha so oseh oso. It's kedusha makes it mamon gavah. It's like opposite. Once it has kedusha memela, it's out of my rishus. But it's not that out of my rishus makes it kadosh. And that's the two gemaras. Dafayin vav, dafayin tef. That's what Tosas means. It is a mechira by kachay bedek habayis. It is not a mechira for kachay aguf. So maybe that's also what is mentioned here. Why do you need two psukim to exclude kefel from, exclude hektish from kefel? One by kachay bedek habayis and one by kachay mizbeach. Again, a lot of other rayas to that. Maybe just to mention one other one, because it's basically mefurish to the Rambam. The Rambam says, if something already has kedusha, could you make it more kedusha? If something is kachay mizbeach, could you make it bedek habayis or vice versa? So the Rambam says in Hilchos Arachin, Perek Vav Halacha Ches, it works in one direction and not the other. If you have kachay mizbeach, you can make it bedek habayis. But if you have kachay bedek habayis, you cannot add on kachay mizbeach. Why? The Rambam's lashon is ein adam makdish davar she'eino shelo. You can't be makdish something that's not yours. What do you mean? So why is one not yours and the other yours? The answer is once it's bedek habayis, that it's not yours, as Reb Chaim explained. It's shel hektish. Dini mamonis. That's why you can't do anything to it. Ein adam makdish davar she'eino shelo. Masheish kachay mizbeach. You imbued it with kedusha, but halachically it's still yours. Somewhat, and therefore, you can do ilui kedusha as it is called. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, we just switched from klal uprat to ribui. So the Gemara says now, the kalhecha the kasav kal ribuyehu, whenever it says kal, that's meant to be a ribui and not a klal uprat, v'hagave meiser, we had this again earlier, the chsiv kal, by meiser, when it talks about what you're allowed to buy with the meiser shady money that you brought up to Yerushalayim, so it says kal, they have a kadarshin alei, b'chlal uprat, and we darshin that klal uprat, not riba, ditanya, v'nasata kesa b'chol asher tevar nafshecha, you could use the money with whatever you desire, klal, baboker, uvatzon, uvayayin, uvashechar, prat, uvachol asher tershalcha nafshecha, chazer v'klal. Klal uprat uklal, iyata dun elakeit uprat. All those examples, so we only darshin based on what the prat is. Ma prat mefurish primi pri v'gedule karka. Just like the prat are items that grow from things that grow from the ground. It could be that. And things that are gedule karka. They come from the ground. Akol priu primigidule karka. So you see there, that kol we darshin with a kalupran, not a ribuyu miyetz. The Gemara says, Amri, bakol klala, kol ribuya. Over there it's bakol. So bakol is a kalupran. Kol, like in our case, is a ribuy. Or, viba yisema, kol klalahu. Or, generally, kol is a klal. Mihu, but, kol dahacha ribuyahu. But the kol by here, dafka, by kefil, is a ribuy. Why? Mechdi, because the Gemara says, let's see, ksiv meikara klal uprat a klal. You have an earlier klal uprat, similar. Dichsiv, because it says there, ki tidishareo, but in the world of Shomrim, ki tidishareo klal, kesav okeilim prat, lishmar, hadav a klal. It already says a klal uprat a klal in that context. In a similar context. Visaka daita chai al kol dvar pesha nami l'chal upratu da'asa, and if you want to say, this Kefilas also should be a klalu prat, so nichla rachman alahani prati gabi hei klalu prat. So it should have said it earlier. Just double up the klalu prat. What do you have to have two of them for? The fact that it didn't, I'll call dvar pesha lamali, shvamina ribuyahu. The fact that it didn't, it must be that this is meant to be a ribuy, not a klalu prat. And that's why we darshan the words differently in the context of kefil and in the context of Meiser Sheni. So what is excluded? We also had this earlier. What is excluded by Meiser Sheni? What are you not allowed to buy? So Rashi says, what are nakidule karka? Fish. Fish are nakidule karka, right? They don't come from the ground. And also primi-pri excludes salt and mushrooms, because those or water, right? Because those are not primi-pri. Those aren't something that is produced from something that's produced from the ground. And fish do not come from the ground. We mentioned that there, Tosas already alludes to earlier. Tosas Afnun Dalid says that Gidule Karka is defined differently in different contexts of halacha. Sometimes it means nourished from the ground. Sometimes it means grows from the ground. People and animals. Are people and animals Gidule Karka or not? So it depends for what. So for Hilcha Shabbos, they are Gidule Karka according to the Rambam. Why? Because we're nourished from the ground. That's why ein disha ele begdule karka, but disha could apply to people, right? Wounding somebody, the Rambam says, is dash. Chovel is dash. Or milking a cow, the Rambam says, is dash. So ein disha ele begdule karka, people and animals are called begdule karka. Other contexts of halacha, they're not, because it has to do with something that grows from the ground, right? Not different contexts. If you look at the Rambam in Meiser Sheni in Perek Zayin, he discusses all of the rules of what you're allowed to buy and what you're not allowed to buy with one's Meister Sheni money. Here we should be zochet to fulfill this mitzvah of using our Meister Sheni money to buy certain items. The Rambam says, "Ein yilkach bekesav meiser ela ma'achal adam, only food for a person, shekidula min haaretz, that grows or is nourished from the ground, o gidule gidula min haaretz. Kagon haprat ha'mufurish batorah, babaku v'atzon v'ayayin v'ashechar, lefichach, you can't buy melach, mayim, kmeyim, pitrios, lefish, ingidulei min haaretz." Right, mushrooms, we know you make a shahako, because they're not really growing from the ground. Velo peiros hamuchubar la karka. You can't buy fruit that's still attached to the ground. Velo peiroshenim yechol agil yushalayim. You can't even buy fruit that you can't schlep up to yushalayim. Right, and he talks about other items as well. What about honey, milk, beitzim? That is our gidule gidulim, so that is okay too. Okay, there's other halachas, but that's the Rambam in Meiser Sheni. Weiter. Says the Gemara, 6 lines up, hasha da'amrit kol ribuya. So now that we switched, we say by kefil, we're not darshening it as a klal uprat, but as a ribuy umiyet. So kol includes other items like the birds. So kol hani prati lamali. So now you have to get into what do each of the words by the kefil, what is that excluding? Right, if it's riba umiyet. So the Gemara says chalamute karka v'chalamute avadim, as we had earlier, v'chalamute shtaras. And what the all three, as we said earlier. Before we do the next one, interesting, the Gemara earlier said that Avadim does not need, when it was a Klalu Prat, Avadim, we just said it was Hukash Lekarkos. You don't need a separate exclusion or inclusion for Avadim. Here, it has a separate one. Chad Lemu'ute Shtaris, that's Tosis is Kasha. Right, we just said before, Avadim Hukash Lekarkos. You don't need a separate pasuk to exclude. Once Karka is excluded, so Avadim are also excluded. So that's interesting. Tosis wonders why that would be. So Tosis says, well, maybe because it's Reba Yumiya, we would have included it. Because it's not exactly like Karka, and that's the Rashba says that Beferish here. Right, we know Avadim Hukash Lekarkos doesn't mean always. Doesn't mean for every context Avadim Hukash Lekarkos. The Rashba says, V'yafa gavda v'namuk shalok karkos v'choshes v'atu karkos v'atu miyavadim, as we had by the Kalu Prat, afilu achi kivan dahani naidi v'hani lo naidi, since these are movable and these are not movable, meaning, halachically, legally, it could be similar, but not exactly the same. Lifamim nailu krabahedya. Sometimes we'll have a separate pasuk to exclude them. Right, well, I think we mentioned in the past, from the name of Ramosha Salvechik, sometimes there's a chilik between karka and mechubar. Two halachas. Both of them mean like ground, but sometimes the context requires karka, and sometimes mechubar. An eved is not mechubar. An eved is not attached to the ground. But an eved is compared to karka. Eved hukshu lekarkos. Doesn't say eved hukshu lemechubar. And eved is not mechubar. So in every context of halacha, you have to know what is required. So that's the Rashba's important comment here. Sometimes the Gemara will exclude it separately, sometimes not, because it is like karka, but it's not exactly like karka. And this comes up in many different sugyas in halacha in the beginning of Lulav HaGazel. It's one of the more important areas and sources for karka and metalathon, relating to and avadim. Right, we mentioned earlier the context concept of karka in an exelis. Karka can't be stolen. So Tosfos there wonders, how can you steal a sukkah? Sukkah is on the ground. What do you mean? You picked it up? You don't assume that. We assume that there's a sukkah on the ground. And the Gemara in Daf Lamed Aleph talks about sukkah gzula. So Tosfos discusses, how do you have a stolen sukkah? So Tosfos says, oh, it must be where Reuven allows Shimon to build his sukkah in his Reuven's property. And then, after Shimon builds it on Reuven's property, Reuven pushes him out and says, get out. So that's a sukkah gzula. That's what Tosfos comes up with an example of a sukkah gzula. So on that Tosfos, Rabbi Kiva Eger wonders, what did Tosfos just do? Tosfos came up with a case that karka could be movable. But 1 minute. Even if you have a case of karka that is movable, we still say halachically is karka, and you treat it as if it's not movable. He asked that from avadim. He asked Rabbi Kiva Eger there, Tamuli, Amrinan yatsu avadim shukshu lekarkos imkedim gaza avadim veichnisam lebeso ein exalim. Right, you don't look at avadim as stolen, even though they physically can be stolen. So why is Tosfos coming up with a case that, oh, I come up with a case that's movable? Even if it is movable, it should have one halacha. Vitzarech ian gadol, the Gunashas ends off. There are many answers to that question. The stipler, all the achronim in Lulav HaGazel relate to that. But at root, what you have to say, besides maybe being mechalik between sukkah and kate and gezel and other contexts, you have to realize that an eved is not totally like karka. It's different than mechubar, even though it might be karka sometimes. Okay, let's continue. So all of these ribuy emiyetz, it excluded karka, avadim shtar, salma. What does salma exclude? Limute davar she'eno misuyam. It excludes something that is not misuyam. What does eino misuyam mean? Rashi says it doesn't have a simen on it. You don't pay kefil. Last Tosfos, why not? If I know that you stole something from me, what is simen? Simen has to do with Hashavas Aveda, whether you can identify it. But if I know that it's mine, and you know that it's mine, and Edom know that it's mine, so why shouldn't I pay kefil for Davar Shein Bo Simen? Tosfos doesn't understand why Rashi would say that. So Tosfos quotes three other answers. What else does Davar Shein Mesuya mean? Right? So the Riva, he says, maybe it means something that doesn't have an amount. You stole a half a cup of juice from me. How do you measure a half a cup of juice? You stole a sack of coins. You don't know how much was in the sack. So that you can't pay kefil on because you don't know how much it is. That's Tosfos. Tosfos, of course, another idea. Maybe it excludes, even if you know exactly, la'afuke chatzi rimon v'chatzi egos. Half of a pomegranate. You have to steal something whole. That's misuyam. Eina misuyam means it's not a whole. You stole a half of something. Rabbi Kiva Eger here says, wait a minute, look in Shabbos Sadi Gimel. In Tosfos. Why? What does that mean? You have to look there and know what his problem is. He just says, I ain't there. Tosfos there seems to say that you're chayiv kefil on even a kol shehu. That's Tosfos' lashon. In Shabbos, Sadi Gimel. So why does Rabbi Eger is asking, see in Tosfos. Here Tosfos has a deya that you're not chayiv kefil if it's chatzi. And there he says, detashlume kefil noeg bekol davar u bekol shehu. That's what Tosfos says there. What's the answer? Rabbi Chanan here says, maybe the chilek is, over there it's a kol shehu, but at least it's a whole kol shehu. It's a tiny little thing, but it's a whole item. But here, Tosfos is saying chatzi, if you want to say that the two days at least could go together. So, that is Rabbi Chanan trying to answer up Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha on Tosfos. And there are other, the other deya that he has, some say, It's la asuye darashina mesuyam. Maybe it's to include. And so they don't near it. Why would you have a half a minute to exclude it? Okay, either way, a couple of days. What does it mean? Davar she'eino misuyam. Vaiter akol aveda. What does that phrase mean to include or exclude? Look at Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Davar Chiya bar Abba. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, as we quoted yesterday, hatoin tainas ganav ba aveda. The halacha of toin tainas ganav. If somebody is toin tainas ganav aveda, I found your lost item, and then you say, where is it? I say it was stolen. I'm toin tainas ganav, and then it comes out that I stole it. Mishalin teshlume kefel shenemar al kol aveda asher yomar. Period. Now we're going to get into the sugya of toin tainas ganav. As we said, the chiddush of the Torah, as we're going to see soon, is not only if I stole something, am I chayav kefel, even if I didn't steal it, I found it, it's yours, or I'm watching it, but I claim that somebody stole it, and it ended up that I stole it, and I swear that I stole, that it was stolen from me, and it ends up that I lied, I am chayav kefel in that case. We'll have to see why. It's a very limited case. If the same exact thing happens, but instead of saying it was stolen, I swear that it was lost, and that it came out that I stole it, you're not chayiv kefel, which is an interesting why that should be. But let's see what the Gemara says. Sound awesome. Says the Mishnah later on in Bava Kamma, right here. Heichad pikdoni. Somebody says, where is my pikadon? Right? He goes to a shomer. Amar li aved, it was lost. I'm sorry. And it must be a case that he's a shomer chinam, so he's pater for it's being lost. Mashbiachan, he swear to me about that. Va'amar amen, he does, and he says amen to the shvua. And then va'edim eidim ozo sha'achlu. And then eidim come and say, no, he himself destroyed it. He wasn't lost, he destroyed it. Mishalim esa karen, there you pay the karen, you don't pay kefel. Because it was towing tainus avad. It was clay, you claimed that it was lost, not that it was stolen. So you only pay the karen. Hoda al pi atzmo, if you admit before the Edom come, Mishalim, Karen v'chomesh v'asham, then you pay Karen, Chomesh, and Asham. That's Asham Gezelos. Asham Gezelos, the halacha, the end of Parshas Vayikra, whenever you deny having somebody's money and you really have it, you're going to pay Karen, Chomesh, add on 25%, and you're going to bring a carbon Asham. Tosis points out, why did it say they testified that you ate it? There's a chiddush. Even Larabusa, even though you destroyed it from the world, you're not going to pay Kefel. Because you said, Tainus Avad. Tainus Avad. The safe is going to be where it was only stolen, and you're still going to be kefil even though it was stolen and not even destroyed. Second half of the Mishnah, Heichan Pikdoni Amar Lo Nigna. It was stolen. Mashbiachani Vamar Amen. Vahedim Eden Ososha Ganvo. You swore about it, and then Eden say that you stole it. Mashan, Deshlume Kefel. You're going to be kefil there and hold them Atzma. If you admit first, then Mode Vekanas is Pater. So Mishalim Keren Chomish Vashem. Same thing. But what do you see from that Mishnah? Ktani Miha, Betoin Tainas Ganav, the Mishan, Deshlume Kefel. By Toin Tainas Ganav, you pay kefil if you claim that it was stolen. Aval Betoin Tainas Avad, Lo Mishan Deshlume Kefel. But if you claim that it was lost, you don't pay kefel. Now, point number one, which is fascinating. Why should that be? Either way, I stole it. So what difference should it be, the claim that I said? The claim that I said, who cares? I stole it, I should pay kefel. Is there a svara for this? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the following. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Mincha Shlomo, here in Baba Kama, in Simon Lamed, he says, Yisod din toitain es ganav hu, shehitilu alav es ha'onesh, shekava ba'atzmo. He himself declares his own punishment. Shebazeshu toin, shahapikado nignav, v'chorez es mishpato shalaganav, v'shalim shnayim labaylim. You say it was stolen, he has to pay kefel? So you have just said that you have to pay kefel. If you say it was lost, then you're not declaring kefel on anybody, so that is why you don't have to pay kefel. It's kind of similar to the kasher zamam kind of idea, whatever you wanted to do. So that's the chiddush din of toin tainas ganav by this case. So that's requirement number one. That has to be a tain of geneva and not a veda. But then the Gemara adds, as we said, the afilu toin tainas ganav bishvuah u'dimishan leshlume kefel. It's only if you swore that kefil is required, aval shalom b'shvuah edemishlam tashlumei kefil. But if it wasn't, if you didn't swear about it, you just denied it, you don't pay kefil. Which is a huge discussion in the Achronim. Toitan is gonna be required to shvuah. What's the ikur definition? What's the t'nai? Meaning, is this a din of geneva? And there's a t'nai that you also have to swear about it. Or is this a din of shvuah? You swore falsely, that's the ikur. And there's a din of shvua that pays kefel. That would be a chiddush. That's why it sounds like it's a din of geneva with a t'nai of a shvua. But either way, the shvua is ma'akev pashtus, as we'll see. And the question is, lumdis wise, what is the ikar and what's the tafel? The ma'isa geneva or the shvua important in all of the Achronim. Reb Gusman here has a long piece about Toyntai Nisganov, and he discusses that at length. Minani Mili, so what's the source? What's the source for Toyntai Nisganov? The Tana Rabbanan, Im Yimatzi HaGanov, if the Ganov is found, B'Toyntai Nisganov, because of Medaber, that's Pasuk is talking about Toyntai Nisganov. At Omer B'Toyntai Nisganov, O Eno Ela B'Ganov Atzmo. How do you know? Maybe that's talking about actual Geneva, that context of Kefel. Kishu Omer, Im Lo Yimatzi HaGanov, when you have another Pasuk, Om Im Lo Yimatzi HaGanov, Havi Omer, B'Toyntai Nisganov, excuse me, Akas of Medaber. Number one. Tanur Atani Idach, another Brisa. Imi Matzi Aganav Veganav Atzma, Akas of Medaber. The Yotzi Aganav is talking about the Ganav himself. At Omer Veganav Atzma, Inu Ela Betoyntan is Ganav. Which one is it talking about? Kshu Omer, Imo Yimatzi Aganav, Hari Toyntan is Ganav Amur. You already know that. Hamani Mekayim Imi Matzi Aganav Veganav Atzma, Akas of Medaber. So either way, the Brisa is one Pasuk is by Ganav, one Pasuk is by Toyntan is Ganav. De Kuli Almamias, both though, hold Imlo Yimatzi Aganav, B'toyntan is Ganav Siv. That Pasuk is by the claim, my mashma. How does that Pasuk reflect Toyntan is Ganav? Amar Rava, because understand the Pasuk like this, Imlo Yimatzi Aganav, Imlo Yimatzi Kemosha Amar. If it didn't come out as he said, Ela Shehu Atzmo Ganavo, Yishalem Shnayim. That's how you darshan in the Pasuk, and that's how you say that's what it means, talking about Toyntai Nisganov. Umi Nalan Divishvua. So how do you know Toyntai Nisganov also only pays Kefel if there is a Shvua involved? The Tanya, the Brisa, Vinikra Valabayas Elho Elohim, the parties involved come to the judges, Lishvua. We darshan that, that's what it means. You're going to the judges to swear. Ata Omer Lishvua Inu Eladin. Is it really the Shvua? Maybe it's just for the Din Torah. Namar Shlichas Yad Lamata. No, it says Shlichas Yad by Shomer Sachar, but Namar Shlichas Yad Lamala by Shomer Chinam. So we compare. Mala Halon, just like over there, it says explicitly Lishvua. Afkan Lishvua. So you know, Toyntan Nisganov exists, and it's only if a Shvua is a taken. Let's finish this section and then we'll make one more comment before we finish. I understand if one pasuk is by each of them. I understand why there are two psukim. One for Ganav, one for Toyntan is Ganav. But according to the opinion that says, Travaya, but Toyntan is Ganav, if you put the Manda Amar together, that they're both about Toyntan is Ganav, Shrei Kroi Lamali, what do you need two psukim for? So, Amri, Chalam, Ute Tainas Avad, want to teach you the halacha, Toyntan is Ganav, and want to exclude Tainus Avad. As we said, you have to claim that it was stolen, not that it was lost. Ulamanda Amar, Chavaganav, Chavatoin, Tainus Ganav, Delomiyater, if you have one about Ganav. What about Toyntan is Ganav? So there's no extra one. So Lim Ute Tainus Avad Minale. How do you know to exclude that? We'll assume that once you include Toyntan is Ganav, maybe you would have included Avad too. How do you know to exclude it? Miganav Haganav, from the extra hay. Ulamad, we keep going back and forth. Ulamad, Amr Chavaya, but Toyntan is Ganav, if they're both teaching me that. Demiate late Toyntan is Avad, you exclude Avad. Ganav Haganav, my Darish. So what did they darsh in the extra hay for? Amr Lacham, you bought the Rebchia Bar Abba, Amr Yochanan, to teach me Rebchia Bar Abba. Dom Rebchia Bar Abba, Amr Yochanan, Ha Toyntan is Ganav, Bipikadon, Mishan Tashlume Kefel. And not only that, he has an added Chiddush, Tavachu Machar, Mishan Tashlume Dalad Vehei. If he not only had stolen it after being Toyntan is Ganav, or before, but he had shechted it, or he had sold it, then you pay Dalad Vehei in that case as well. So that's an added, you need a pasuk for that. Meaning, interesting, and Rav Gusman talks about this. Why do you need a pasuk for that? Once you know he pays Kefel, isn't it automatic Dalad Vehei? Or do you say that no, even after we know the Chiddush of Toyntan is Ganav paying Kefel, you might have thought that it's still different. Comes along the pasuk, and that no, you even pay Dalid Vehei here. Right, which again, this is right. You see on the second wide line of Rashi, Mishan Lashlumi Dalid Vehei Kiganav Atzmo Tenafkele Miganav Haganav. Right, Rav Gusman makes a big deal about those two words, like a Ganav himself. Right, you might have said that he would have been even with the Kefel. You might not have thought it's actual like a Ganav. Kamash Malon, yes, once the extra pasuk says, it's even like a Ganav himself. Ulamanda Amar, but this also relates back, Rav Gusman relates it to, when we had all the way back on Dav Dalet, when we learned all about the Avos Nezikin, whether Ganav and Toyntan is Ganav are one Ava Nezik, two Avos Nezikin, that also is important for categorization. Luman da Amar Chad veGanav Chad veToyntan is Ganav. Da Hay Ganav Ganav Afke Lemuti Tainus Avad. Reb Chiya Bar Abba Minole. How do you know that din of Dalad Vehei? Amar Lacha Hekeshu Vein Meshivan al Akesha. It's a Hekish. We would compare Ganav. It's only Dinus Ganav, which is stronger. You might say, what is the, right? Even, is that better than a Limud? Or different than a Limud? Right? Meaning, once you have the Hekish, is that really comparing them to each other? Or they're different, but we're just bringing over one halacha to the other halacha. The Rashi has two deis here. What exactly is the Hekesh? Does it mean that they're next to each other? Or does it mean one's Ganav, one's Toin Tan is Ganav? Two deis of Rashi that might reflect something deeper. Bishlam Alaman Damar, our last section for today. Bishlam Alaman Damar Chad V'Ganav. The Chad V'Toin Tan is Ganav. Shapir, if they each are about one. Alaman Damar Travaya V'Toin Tan is Ganav. Ganav Atzmo Minole. One second. If they're both about Toin Tan is Ganav, then how do you know a regular Ganav pays Kefel? Says the Gemara, V'chi Teima Lesi V'Kal V'Chomer Mi Toin Tan is Ganav. And if you want to see it as a Kal V'Chomer, if somebody who claims that surely somebody just actually pays, Dialovim and Adilius Kenidon, then it shouldn't be any worse than regular. And that is, meaning it shouldn't be, you shouldn't be Chayev except if you have all the conditions of the source, Toin Tan is Ganav. Malahalan B'Shvuav Kam B'Shvuav. So you should only pay kefil if you swore falsely about it. And therefore, the Gemara says, so what's the, you can't learn it based on a Kal V'Chomer. So the Gemara leaves it, and the Gemara is going to have to come up with another answer. How do you know you pay kefil by a regular case of a Geneva? Okay, we'll have to stop there by Nafkale, but just one other Ha'ara. And that is, there is a Rambam. There's a Rambam that all the Nosekilim have difficulty with, but it seems like there's a case of Toin Tan is Ganav that is Chayiv, even without a Shvua. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud, Shomer Shaganav Mirshuso. What's the case? Kagon. Shaganav Tleme Eidesh Hufkan Etzlo. Reuven gives Shimon a bunch of sheep to watch. Shimon steals one of the sheep from the Eider, or gives him a bag of money to watch. He takes out a coin. And then, im yeshal of edim, chayiv bekefel. Right? He's chayiv kefel. Ava bishehechter asalim koma, vatzal edjo. Even though you put it back, hariz a chayiv achriyuso at shiyodia lo bailim. Share kolsa shmiroso ukiilo lo hechser klum at shiyodia bailav. What happens here? Right? You were given something, you're a shomer, and then you stole it from there. So this isn't a regular case of Geneva. You didn't take it from him, you were given it. It's like a Toin Tan is Ganav case. And you took it, and it doesn't mention anything here about a shvua. Says the Ravid, ze eino klum. Meaningless. Ze eino klum. Says the Magen Mishnah here. V'nir ali, shadas rabbeinu, shenishba al-kach. It must be a case where there was a shvua. But he says, gamzet sarachin, he doesn't say it, and the Magen Mishnah doesn't do this very often. The Magen Mishnah says, sof davar eini yodea tainel rabbeinu. I don't know how to defend the Rambam. Again, the Gemara always says, you need a shvua. Here, there's no shvua. I'm putting in a shvua. Says the Magen Mishnah, I find it difficult. The Kesef Mishnah says something here, but we're not exactly sure what he means. V'li nira shedas rabenu detoin tain es ganav hainu kishemeniach hapikadon bimkomo v'toin shenignav kulo v'hocha shayni shemichlal mashahufkar etzlo lochaksas v'derek geneva. There's a difference. Toin tain es ganav is when he puts the pikadon in a spot and says nignav. Here it was given to him. Hufkar etzlo lochaksas. What does that mean? A little difficult, says the Arsameach. Yisod Gadol, says the Arsameach right here on this Rambam to explain the Kesef Mishnah. Says the Arsameach, really, you know why you normally need a Shvua? It's the Gemar Maisa Geneva. Because after all, I was given something to watch. So when am I considered a Ganif? When I take it? Maybe I'll give it back. I always had it in my Rishus, so now I still have it in my Rishus. What makes it stolen? When I swear about it. When I swear that it was stolen, that's the Gemar Maisa Geneva. And therefore, that's why you need that by Toin Tan is Ganav. But let's say you could have a Maisa Geneva without a Shvua. Normally you can't. But here, you aren't given five items. You were given a herd. You were given a whole bag of money. So the second that you take that out, that's already a Geneva. He doesn't know how much you're giving back. You already stole it. You already had a Gemar Maisa Geneva there. Says the Arsameach, that's all you need. That's why, in that case, you don't need a shvua, because it is as if it takes the place of the shvua. But that's the important lashon of the arsameach here. Parak dalat halacha yud kol zman delo nishba hari hashomer adayin chayv at hashlumi apikadon lebailim vadayin lo epsido raki nishba v'niftar oz nigmar ginevaso haynu kfiraso de oz shav yachmanik aganav l'shalim kefel v'chulu. That's only by a davar hamanu v'yadu l'mafkid. But if not, even just taking it is the geneva, and therefore you wouldn't need the shvua. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but Hashem will continue with these exciting dafim of Merubah next time.